Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and thanks for listening to this highlight from Dr. Bill Meyer Live. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or hear more highlights from our recent shows, just go to my show page at myfaithradio.com.
It turns out there's actually a function in the male brain in certain situations that actually does not exist, physically does not exist in the female brain in those same situations. And that's where the disconnect comes. So let me just explain that. So basically, all of us know the experience, men and women, we all know the experience of, for example, let's just say you're really hungry and you haven't eaten all day, and you walk into a room and you see food across the room. And there's something very biological that happens. It's this gut level. You have this physical response. You're very compelled to want to consume that food. And you're not thinking to yourself, oh, that food looks so good. It's like, no, you're starving and you're drawn to it. And then in the next sort of millisecond, you then look around and go, ah, nobody's eating yet. I'm going to have to wait another 10 minutes or whatever, right? So there's a biological, involuntary reaction that your body has, and then your will kicks in. And what that is in the brain, there's a center in the back of the brain called the nucleus accumbens, and that center is lighting up when you see the food across the room. It's this automatic, biological, I want to consume that food. Then your thought centers, your cortical centers at the front of the brain, they kick in, and that's when you look around and you make a choice of whether to eat it or not. When a guy in today's culture sees all those images that are out there in public today that they were only supposed to see in private, it turns out that that center in the back of the brain is activated. The nucleus accumbens is activated, and there's this biological gut level, I want to consume that image. I want to look at that image. It's not a desire for the person exactly. It's a desire for the image, to look at the image, because it feels really good to do that. And then the next moment, his cortical centers kick in, his thinking centers, and he thinks to himself, wait, no, don't look at that. Don't stare there. You know, think about math or baseball scores or think about my wife or whatever, you know, and take my thoughts away from it and wait till I get home and I'm with my wife or whatever. And we women don't understand that that is what men have to do basically all day, every day in today's culture, because all day, every day, they're seeing these images they were never supposed to have to see that trigger that part of their brain. The reason that we don't get it is that when we see an attractive man, the nucleus accumbens stays dark, and there is no gut level feeling of, oh, I want to consume that image. Like most women, even fairly visual women, that biological thing does not happen in our brain. The function doesn't exist. So we have never experienced that. And instead, what happens when we see the attractive man, the cortical centers, the thinking centers light up from the beginning, and we think to ourselves, huh, he's an attractive man. And that's kind of it. And we have no idea that men have this little war in their brain during the day, and that our sons, you know, when they walk by the Victoria's Secret window at the mall, they are trying, if they're trying to learn how to be a godly young man, they are trying to pull their thoughts away from that. But there's this biological reality that they're trying to then overcome. And it's the difference between the sort of the temptation and the choice, you know? So we women don't know that that exists. And so we can easily misunderstand this and not know how to support a son in navigating this culture as he's growing up, or support a husband.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of Dr. Bill Meyer Live. For more information about the podcast, you can visit our show page at myfaithradio.com.